Implicit in the command to put on armor is the fact that you are in a battle. It is not possible to avoid the battle in this age of the world. To ignore the battle is to allow the enemy to move forward and gain ground. To fail to put on armor is to make oneself an easy victim of the enemy. Once you are equipped with the armor, you're to go into battle. When we look at the armor, most of the implements are defensive, with only one offensive weapon, the sword of the Spirit, the word of the Lord. But that one weapon is all that we need to move heaven and earth. The devil is the slanderer, the accuser. We know that he has no argument to come against us before the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our justifier. However, he works through men to attack us. We're facing a time when believers will be blamed for all the world's problems because we resist the satanically inspired policies. At the end of the Great Tribulation, the beast will be systematically putting believers to death. This act will precipitate the return of our Lord.